Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, the Comedy Store in sunny West Hollywood. We are doing our second of two episodes here from LA. I told you last episode, I'll say it again, anytime I come here, I want to get guests that, you know, don't normally walk through the New York offices, don't get through my radar over on the dreary East Coast. So we're here. We're going to do one more episode here while I'm out on sunny La La Land. I got to tell you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Let me take a moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. That's how the whole thing goes. The Wizard of Ha, I put out the funny. I cast my spells. You, the listener, Sally listener, Johnny listener, you guys get, you eat them all up. Nom, 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 nom. Then you go and you puke that information onto a friend. You go, well, you got to listen to J Train. Oh my God, this is so funny. I love this show. That's how it goes. Here's a really great way to spread the word in a non-invasive way. Make it your Instagram story. Make it your Instagram story. Ooh, look at you, influencer. Now you get to be an influencer. Now, look at you. Instead of protein powder, you're feeding people real sustenance, the gift of J-Train, the wizard of weddings, the salt and the swipes, the prince of promos, the chancellor of charcuterie. That's right. Now you're giving gifts along this out to the great people of this nation. So pause it, screenshot, tag a bitch, tag me. I'll send you a heart. Why not? Every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're in Boston, New York, Boston and New York. Those are the next two cities that I need to sell some tickets in. JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com. Shows at Laugh Boston and Gotham Comedy Club. Listen, I get a lot of people that are like, hey, where are you going to be in New York? Where are you at in New York? My schedule changes in New York. I do shows every single night in the city, but it's a little taste. You get a little, it's like that little spoon they give you at the ice cream parlor. You don't get enough. So, and sometimes I don't even show up. That's how Hollywood I am. Sometimes they go, Jared, you're on in 10. And I go, I'll go on when I'm ready. That's how I'm very much a prima donna. The Gotham show, I can guarantee I'll be at. I'll guarantee the laughs. Laughs guarantee. Bring a friend. Very excited for today's guest. New to the podcast, highly recommended by my buddy Dan.
Yep.
And Dan was like, you gotta have this person on. Marissa Mendez, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I never do like white people podcasts.
Oh my God. Can we get that? I want that stamp on the front. I want official white person podcast.
So excited. Like,
now what podcast do you normally do?
Usually it's, you know, urban leading, like hip hop, R&B stuff, music stuff, you know.
I like that you were like urban leading.
Yeah, why?
Because you were like, this is a white person podcast, and then you're like, it's more urban. Very,
well, they're, you know, less white.
So okay, so what, they're like hip hop,
yeah, you know. What? So like my podcast that I have, Marissa Explains It All, we talk about, yeah, you know, hip hop music and people I fuck and stuff like that.
People you fuck
who tend to not be white, so you know, so you're not white stuff.
So what is your background, so we can let the listeners at home know?
I am Puerto Rican and actually also white. I am Polish.
Okay, Polish Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You don't,
yeah.
Get, have you met that combo?
I have never not once ever met someone like me. However, in New Jersey, I have found a Puerto Rican restaurant. I don't know. It's like Puerto Rican food.
And they're like, we got tons of sauce.
Next to a Polish restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's like they made
you
it for
take
me.
A picture?
My best friend didn't send it to me because I wasn't there. She found
you
it.
Have to go to that place.
I do. And I have to go in both and then take a picture outside.
Yes.
Yes.
And you got to wear one of those jerseys, you know,
like stitched
down
in half.
The middle. You gotta, you know, when someone has like a husband on one team, yes, and a brother on the other,
have like the Puerto Rican, yeah, flag on one and side, the Polish flag. I could do that.
Who's Polish? Who's Puerto Rican?
My mother is very, very, very Polish, okay, and my father is Puerto Rican.
What? How did they meet?
At a party, actually, back in, I guess, maybe the 70s, and my mom showed up with another man, and she left with my father.
Wow. And mm-hmm. This is New York?
Jersey.
I gotta say, the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area.
Tri-state area.
This is where you get those mixes that you
absolutely
never see.
Absolutely agree. Yep.
This is like being at the Froyo shop, and they're like, you can mix any of them.
You can literally take whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Literally.
We'll find it for you. To say Polish Puerto Rican, you go, I've never even.
Yeah, no. I'm rare.
It's like this season of The Bachelor, they have Peter.
Ooh, white Peter, show. Don't watch.
White dude. Okay. White show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really. Yeah.
So Peter.
Okay.
Is part Cuban.
Ooh.
But he's so white, yeah, looking.
Especially a lot of Cubans, though. They're very.
But it's so funny because every time he's like, he really wants people to know he's Cuban. Oh, so it's
bless
like,
his heart.
And he'll speak fluent Spanish, but it does sound like he's ordering fajitas at Chili's with an accent. It does have that vibe. It's like in one episode, he put on like all this Peruvian, you know, traditional garb.
Got it.
It just looked racist. Yeah. You know, like, he shouldn't. You shouldn't be in any of these things.
I used to know a British man who spoke fluent Spanish, mm-hmm, and that was the most interesting thing.
That'd be one of those where I'd be like, speak up.
Yeah, and that was a Jersey mix. It was my best friend growing up. She was Mexican and English, British. I don't know what Yeah, and so her mother was full fluent speaking Mexican woman, and her father was fully from Britain, British accent.
So I'm excited to have you here. I want everyone to go follow you, at Marissa Mendez
on
Instagram, 1S. Marissa Explains It All. How would you describe the show if you were to say like the 1 minute elevator or whatever? It's every Tuesday at 10 p.m. So you do a live. People can listen to it live.
Yes, they can. But it's not technically live. Okay, yeah, it plays. It's pre-taped.
It's pre-taped. So yeah. Marissa Explains It All. It's on Dash Radio.
Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Their talk station.
Okay. So what do you do? Like what's the show? Like if they were going to add it to their. It comes out as a podcast.
It is a podcast. Okay. It comes out on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. Mm-hmm. And really, it's literally just me explaining it all. It's about my shenanigans. I was originally on Joe Budden's podcast. We started there together. And then I spun off and did my own thing. And so it was kind of just like.
And you worked with Hot 97.
I did.
And like Hot 97 in New York is a huge deal.
Huge. The biggest radio station in the nation.
That's
in
right.
Hip-hop and R&B.
And people like, you know, The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like shows there that like. Break news.
Yeah,
like,
well, Breakfast Club is Power 105, but close.
Oh, sorry.
Direct competition, but good enough.
What was the show you were involved in?
Ebro in the Morning.
But there was another show.
Funk Flex's show, Angie Martinez's show.
But
I did
Angie
all
Martinez's
of them.
Show.
Now she's on the other station, too. But
that's where I'm... Okay.
Yes.
Because Angie Martinez, she's huge.
Yes.
People go...
She is the goat.
But when you say, like, you know, the urban world, mm-hmm, that we're getting into now...
Yeah.
But they're like, you will... Those clips, you know, that's... The radio kind of seems like where a lot of these, you know, like beefs come out.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever, so you used to work on these shows and then you're like, I'm going to LA?
Yeah, literally. I was like, I'm sick of New York because I actually moved to live in New York for 5 months. I've always been a Jersey girl, literally have it tattooed on my hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I lived in Harlem for 5 months and I was like, I absolutely hate New York and everything about it. I'm moving all the way across the country.
And how has it been so far?
Absolutely amazing. I'm
how
never
long
coming
have you
back.
Been here?
3 years. We just made it like the other day.
That's great.
Yeah.
And now. What do you, you know, what's been the major difference? Like, what do you...
Everything, the weather, the people, the shit to do. It's just like, I don't know. I like house parties.
And you're enjoying it?
I love it.
And what do you enjoy, what's dating like here? Are you single?
Very. Okay, that was horribly. I'm literally waiting on my dildo to arrive in the mail.
You're just checking it. Is it here?
I literally just checked
like
before
Santa
I got here. It still says
coming.
Pending delivery date. Ugh. Yeah. It came from Indianapolis, so I don't know.
Indianapolis dildo.
Yeah. It's like en route. I don't know where it is.
I just like that there's someone like at the dildo factory like, we gotta get Marissa a dildo.
I really want it.
So what's, you gave, sometimes when you ask people like, how, are you single? They'll go.
Yeah.
Like you gave the sigh of a thousand bad dates.
Yeah.
What's...
So I had a boyfriend actually over the summer. He was somebody that I dated him. Okay, dated is a very loose term.
Okay.
I used to suck his dick in high school.
Okay.
Literally, that was it.
To put it mildly.
Yeah, literally. We did not have sex. It was the stupidest situation. I can't even give you a good reason why.
So then you reconnected out here?
Yeah. No, he's still over there. But we reconnected. I called him. We've always been friends, like on social media.
Sure.
And I was reading my old diary and I realized we never had sex. Mm. We should do that. We should get around to that, you know?
Hold on. So now, hold on. This is quite a night you had. Why are you reading your old diary?
It's just interesting to see like where I was in the moment.
And you're like, oh my God, I got to the dick part.
Uh-huh. I was talking about him. In all the diaries.
And so you messaged him on social media.
I called him right up. Yeah.
And he's like, it is funny that he's like, oh,
he jumps was ready. A flight. He was ready. He's no, like, I went over there, actually.
Oh, you went over there?
Yeah, I went over there. I fly free.
How do you fly free?
One of my listeners works for Delta, and he gave me his companion pass.
Come on.
It was amazing.
Hold on.
It's the best thing in the world.
Why is that person giving you their companion?
Because he loves me. I mean, who wouldn't?
Are you now? This is kind of how you were presented to me.
Okay. Oh, I would love to. I'd love to hear because it differs so much.
But this is the idea that that there's people that will do these types of things for you.
Yeah.
This can't be the only the Delta companion. Someone might be listening, going, "How the fuck?"
I honestly don't know what it is. Mm. I don't really do anything in particular to like make someone do something. I'm actually horrible at manipulating people. I'm horrible at like. Begging for shit. I'm not good at any of those things.
Sure.
It just kind of comes.
Do you think it helps that you talk about sex so freely?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's got to be, you know, men are kind of seduced by the idea of a woman being as open as.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, then there's also like the other side of that where you get a lot of negative shit because you're so open. But.
And also like, you know, admitting to the dangers of that.
Yeah.
You know, you must have, I saw it was funny. Someone. I tweeted out the other day, I was complaining about something, as I do on Twitter.
As you should. That's what Twitter's for.
That's what it's for. And someone was like, my sugar daddy. Someone responded
Ooh,
with...
Ooh, I can't do those.
Someone responded with something referencing that they're looking for a sugar daddy. They were joking. It was a follower of mine.
Yeah.
So they're joking.
Everyone's jokes, yeah.
They're joking about sugar daddies. Whatever it was, it had nothing to do with what I was talking about. But they joked about a sugar daddy. Within 4 seconds, two responses from Twitter accounts that were old men being
of
like,
course.
DM me.
Nice.
And it's like fucking flies to shit.
Absolutely.
If you tweet the word sugar daddy... Guys are searching that word.
They are coming out of the woodwork.
They're on the computer. And you know, if you search it, you can search any word. And the minute someone tweets that word, it pops up.
Yeah.
These two guys saw sugar daddy pop. They're like, hey, DM me. DM me now.
I am so ready
and it's
for
like,
you.
How fucking dangerous is that?
No, that's scary.
Scary.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do like, I can't use somebody for money or something. I'm not
sure.
I can't even fake it.
But people offer you.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, if that's the case, that's
like,
fine.
Take my campaign.
But it's a little different. I feel like a sugar daddy, you have to give them something in return.
Oh, of course.
I don't give anything in return.
That's not what I meant. Not
oh, no,
today,
I know.
But I'm
I
saying,
was just adding like,
yeah.
I would love to actually have a sugar daddy if I could, if I was good at like pretending I liked somebody, but
sure.
I can't do it.
I mean, some people are in a sugar daddy relationship, but they don't call it that.
Yeah. Very
or
valid.
Sugar mama. They
yeah.
can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
sure
I
can.
I'm excited to have you on. I want to get your perspective because we're going to answer a bunch of emails. We take emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to get right to it.
Okay.
I want everyone to follow you at Marissa Mendez with one S.
One S.
Go follow her. She's going to be on my Instagram. I'll post about her. I'll put it all out there. Marissa Explains It All. That's the podcast. Go get involved. Let's do some emails. You
okay,
ready?
Okay, let's do it.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Before we get into it, we're sponsored.
Well, as you're looking, I never actually got to finish telling you the guy.
Please.
We ended up fucking.
Oh,
it was
so
actually
fucking.
It was pretty whack.
Why was it whack?
He's
that's a lot of pressure on that fuck.
It was.
I gotta say.
It was like 16 years of buildup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was boring.
We're sponsor people, Glossier. Ooh.
That's fancy.
So this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Glossier was at all.
Oh.
Okay.
But they sponsor you.
All of a sudden, I get a package because when they started sponsoring, they send
you a couple of
freebies. My girlfriend reacted like the Backstreet Boys showed up.
I just bought Backstreet Boys tickets today.
Did you really?
Yes. Oh my God,
so they are the Backstreet Boys of cosmetics.
Yes.
Okay? But it is so interesting. When I bring up Glossier, you, right away, you're like, that's a good brand.
Yep.
My girlfriend, right away, that's a big deal. So I don't even have to sell it, okay? I don't have to, you know it. The listenership here, female. If you know, you know, okay? Glossier is not your mom's beauty brand. They believe in beauty starts with skin first, makeup second. You know they're yes. for the popularizing that glowy, dewy skin look.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that look, it starts with clean skin. Their Milky Jelly Cleanser is one of Glossier's top-selling products. People are obsessed. And so listen, I want Jess to use the Milky Jelly stuff. It looks great. It feels good. She loves it. I just know Glossier is a brand that you want to have some savings on.
Fuck yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Whatever it is, they do it great. You, the brand, you know it, you love it, but I want to give you some free money. Get that glowy, dewy skin for yourself by visiting glossier.com/podcast/JTrain. Learn more and take the quiz to find your ultimate Glossier skincare routine. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order on glossier.com/podcast/JTrain. Okay?
Again, I want to use that.
That's Glossier, spelled glossier.com/podcast/JTrain. Certain exclusions do apply. Check out all their amazing products at glossier.com/JTrain. So that is a deal. That's great. Take the quiz. Get
yeah,
involved.
I'm doing that shit. Yeah. I'm using your 10%. That's great.
Why wouldn't you? Does it go down in the DMs?
Yeah,
are
yes.
you getting a lot of DMs?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I get like weird dicks and stuff like that. But like the good stuff that I want, I go for them. I DM them.
What do you want? When you DM someone, what are you sending?
A nude.
Right away.
It depends. It depends what I want from them. If I just want the dick, I'm sending a nude. Because
right away.
We're just
going to
set the precedence.
Well, I agree with that. Guys aren't going to go down from there.
Yeah.
They're going to escalate.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Okay.
That's easy. But if I want to build a relationship and see where it goes, then I just send a pretty picture, or I may not even send a picture, and I'll just send like a funny, like, hey,
what's
something.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay. Love the pod, feather. I'll get straight to it. There's this guy I have a little crush on. We're both in our early 20s, and our companies occasionally do project shoots together, so that's how I know him. We also have matched on Bumble once, but nothing came of it because I accidentally let the match disappear.
All
right. Fine. Here's what you do know from that.
Okay.
Mutual attraction.
Yep.
You don't swipe right on someone you're not attracted to.
I've never used those apps, but...
During a recent shoot with this company, we chatted a bit on the set, but not a ton. So I decided to follow him on Insta after it was over, and I liked a couple of his pics to be suggested. He did the same back, liking a few of my pics. I call this tapping on the window.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. I'm here. I'm hard. Let's do this. he did the same, liking a few of my pics. Green light, right? So I took the plunge into his DMs. Said, hey, wish we got to hang out more last night. If you're down, we should get drinks sometime and make up for it. Ha ha. All right.
Okay.
Seems about right.
That's very chill. Not too much.
He responded right away agreeing, and we went on casually chatting for a bit. Then the convo kind of died. Now I don't know what protocol is. I attached a screenshot to the convo for reference. Is he into me, or was he just going along with my proposition for drinks to be nice and not hurt my feelings? I really want to go out with him, but I feel like I already made the first move, so it should be up to him to close the deal, so to speak. Also, it's probably obvious, but I never usually make the first move, and I do it's definitely not with a DM slide. So I'm already feeling way out of my element. Please help. Okay, so I'm going to read you the conversation.
Okay.
Northwest seems pretty cool, though. Do you like it? Okay, that's fair, haha, but yeah, I do. It's cute and easy to walk everywhere, so I can't complain. I think I like it, the east side a little bit more, but it's cool, haha. How is it living in blank? Oh, nice, it's cool, kind of out of the city craziness, so that's nice, but it's also kind of far from everything, so it has its pros and cons, haha. Oof, that's rough, I didn't think about that, haha, this is her.
Oh.
I guess you don't have any go-to spots then, lol. He writes, not really, haha, do you? She writes, same. I still feel newish here, so I normally just let people take me to their regular places. Ha ha. He writes, ha ha, I feel you. That's the best way to do it. For sure. And then, she sent it backwards. Thanks a lot.
I was thinking at first when you started reading it that she was talking about Northwest the Human.
Yeah, she writes, hey, we wish we got to hang more last night. If you're down, we should get drinks sometimes, make up for it. Hey, me too. We should do that. Where do you live? And then she writes, I'm in Northwest. How about you? Oh, dope. I'm like a mile from the blank. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, really? No shade, but why are you in blank, wherever he said. It was the best spot for my roommates that I moved here with from college. Ha, ha, ha. So a lot of ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I can't
they're in
make...
this, like, they're in this zone that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Where it's like, she made the hard move.
She did.
She goes, we should get drinks sometimes. And then he said, yeah, me too. His is the easier play.
He did that. I've been in this predicament before, and it's really 50-50 because either he's interested and kind of shy, or he's being nice and he's not interested.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
And it's literally, I feel like you just have to take the risk, and if you really want to do it, then just ask him, and if not, then you just fucking deal with it.
Here's the, totally. I'm with you 100%. Here's what I would tell her as far as, like, what she should do now.
Mm-hmm.
And first is to not take things personally.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big thing that a lot of the women that do the DM thing, a lot of women's will be like, they'll slide in the DMs and they'll be like, look at you. Good for you. You did it. Look at you being the taking the initiative.
Yeah.
And they're so busy cheering for themselves that... And the idea of the like that they're going, being strong and persistent and taking the initiative, they're like, they're so busy dancing, you know, in the end zone that they don't realize that there's still things they can lose.
Right. There's still an outcome they have to wait on,
exactly.
And they don't know what that will be.
They're so proud of themselves for taking
it. It's a big deal.
I'm not hating, but it happens a lot where they'll go, look at you making the deal. And that to them, because they made the bold move, well, he'll respect the bold move enough that he should want to go out. Men, on the other hand, we have a whole lifetime of getting turned down, being told
literally,
to be,
you guys are like so used to it.
We're so used to it. So we're used to, especially, I'm not saying that like it's so hard to be a man. I'm just giving you, the reality is like you're told your whole life, be a man, ask her out, be a guy, ask her out,
court her, yeah,
take her out, send the message, make the call, pick her up, get her to the door, you know, pay for the meal. This is all stuff that we totally fine. This is fine. I'm not complaining, but I'm saying when you have that whole lifetime, you asking them out, you're not dancing.
Yeah.
You ask out and you go, yeah, I don't know. She'll probably say yes or
right.
No.
It's literally, yeah, you're just like, the outcome is the outcome, and I'm going to keep moving either way.
So I think for her, we don't take it personally. We do. There's guys that are like, well, fuck you. You're a bitch anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fucking
those guys
assholes.
Suck.
They suck. So first, don't take it personally. Second, you've done the chit-chat. That's cool.
Yeah.
Happy you did it. Now at this point, hey, let me know on that drink. And that's it.
I completely agree with them.
That's it.
I completely agree.
Done and done. You
do not drag it. Don't look too thirsty
now. Close the
now.
Book. Put it down. Put it under the bed. It's over.
And if he curves that, then we know the answer. And you just move on. Be friendly. Don't be awkward. Just
totally.
Leave it go.
And you could even go, let me know on the date. Here's my number just in case. That's your in.
That's what I do.
So it doesn't seem like, you know, her response might be, well, I don't want to keep asking. Okay, fine. You can now lean on the plausible deniability that he didn't have your number. So, hey, I totally forgot to give you my number. Let me know when you're ready to go out.
Easy.
There's the number.
Breezy.
Boom. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Marissa Mendez @MarissaMendez on Instagram. 1S. Marissa explains it all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, you're amazing.
Tuesdays, 10 p.m.
You're like the promo king.
This is the Prince of Promos, baby. 8 years, what the fuck?
Of what? Oh, that's what the title of the email is.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 years, what the fuck, from a dude. We get a lot of women emails, and the dude ones are coming in.
Okay. Shout out to the dudes.
That's right. We're sponsor people. Scentbird. Do you know Scentbird?
No.
Love Scentbird.
Tell me about it.
There's no better feeling than someone coming up to you and going, you smell amazing. What are you wearing? The problem is great cologne and can be expensive, and that means you don't get a chance to change up scents as often as you want. With Scentbird, I found a way to smell amazing without breaking the bank. Scentbird sent Jess a slew of different scents. My girlfriend?
Yep.
She loves it. Okay, because here's what you get to do. Every day she smells delicious.
It's like a subscription service for perfumes?
Yes. And it comes in 30 spray containers.
Wow.
So here's the thing. Colognes and perfumes are a lot like cars,
mm-hmm.
where you're spending all your money is going towards the branding.
Mm-hmm.
All your money is going towards the bottle and the commercial that paid for Johnny Depp to have 7,000 scarves up. You're paying for Depp's scarves.
Yes, essentially.
Okay? Essentially, you're paying for Tom Ford, Gucci, Versace, Kenneth Cole, Burberry, and Prada. All those brands, you're paying for Johnny Depp to have another scarf.
Exactly.
Okay? It doesn't need to cost that much.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Semper, they put it in a different container. They'll give you just enough for their month.
Wow.
And listen, to be honest, you're going to use less than that in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to collect cents. You get that.
That's super cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we have an exclusive offer for J-Train listeners. Get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance.
Wow.
That's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
For a brand like Gucci? Like, are you kidding me?
That's really great because those bottles are a lot.
That's the thing. You're mm-hmm. paying for the bottle. And for Liz Taylor to go, these never brought me luck. Remember that commercial they play every Christmas? These have always brought me luck. Now I'm Liz Taylor. This scent bird has always brought me luck. Go to scentbird.com/JTrain. Use my promo code JTrain for 30% off your first fragrance. That's scentbird.com/JTrain to sign up and use my promo code JTrain to try your first perfume or cologne for just $10. Sign on. Smell amazing.
I'm excited about that. Wow, all your promos. I'm like going to use them all.
Listen,
like sign up for these things.
Marissa Mendez show. Dear fellow Hebe. I'm a Jew.
Oh.
Feather from Colorado. Lots of yarmulke feathers from a longtime listener. I'm 33, turning 34 this year, and have been with the same girl for almost 8 years now.
Wow.
Okay. We get along great, have much in common. We live and have a dog together. My problem is, as shallow as it sounds, I'm not very attracted to her.
Ooh.
Man, this is a juicy episode.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now?
Sponsored by Glossier. This is a glowy, dewy episode. We have fun, but we don't have much of a sex life. I find myself looking at girls everywhere and wishing she looked like them and tried harder to look her best. I'm far more adventurous and into fun in the bedroom, around the house, and anywhere else. But she's pretty boring and not up for it a lot. I find myself daydreaming about other women, and at times even think if she looked like them, I would have proposed by now. I know it sounds shallow, but should we be attracted to the same person we're going to hopefully spend the rest of our lives with? We have a lot of fun, but sometimes it just feels like we're good friends and too afraid to leave each other. She says she loves me, but I have a difficult time saying or coming to terms with that. At the end of our last lease, I was set to break up with her, and we were looking at separate apartments, then decided to give it another shot. Probably just being too scared to leave each other. I thought this would be the last year we were together. Then she was diagnosed with MS. And I feel like I would be a terrible person if I left her now. But does that mean I should be unhappy and treat her the way I do, looking at other girls all the time? Should we split or stick together? I don't know.
Ooh, Jesus.
I got to say.
You got to split up, bro. That's my take.
This is a very. Let me just. Before we get into this, I'll just say this is a hard email to fucking write.
It's very honorable that he cared enough to write wrote all of that and could come to terms with that. And he hasn't cheated yet either, apparently. Maybe.
Claims, yeah.
Yeah.
That 8 years, the problem is, I mean, first of all, I want to it's funny that we're this is an honorable email. But if she ever read it, she'd be
she would be sick to her stomach.
Yeah. Let me also say, I feel bad that she was diagnosed with MS. That's horrible. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. All I know, this email, I'm not a professional. I don't know any of this shit. Marissa and I are talking out of her ass. I appreciate that he comes to this podcast with this question because it's so... You know, when you're like, should I break up with my girl? And also she was diagnosed with a disease. You're like, oh, my God. This is all hard.
It is.
The other thing I'll say is we don't I hear MS and I go, I just know it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything beyond that. I'm a stupid fucking idiot. What I will say to him is that I think the hardest part of this is the 8 years thing, because you feel like you've taken time from someone.
Have you, though? Because I feel it sounds like that some of those years were really great. So I don't think either one took time from each other.
Totally. And I think that will make him feel better for hearing that. I'm saying I can understand how you would feel that way.
I get. I mean, but like
it's the fear is that it's built up and then they do another year. And it's like, and he's like, well, now I'm leaving her alone. Listen.
So I'm saying get out now. Stop dragging it, because you obviously are not happy. You're not attracted to her. You're going to eventually step out, or you're going to be miserable. And either scenario is not good for her.
I also think that he makes a lot of this about looks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to like reevaluate. I'm not going to tell him what he thinks, but it is the most interesting line. The looks didn't hit me as hard at, like, even though that's hard to hear. That's like the, you know, the glowing title of this email.
Yeah.
But the but sometimes it feels like we're just good friends.
Exactly. And that's not
listen, I always say this, everyone's in, you know, everyone is someone's type.
Mm-hmm.
Go look, and this is my unsavory way of saying this, but I say this all the time. Go look at the categories on a
Pornhub.
And there's some, there are categories is because enough people are searching that they all have that in common. Mm-hmm. So you are someone's foot. You are someone's, you know, whatever. You're someone's
cream pie.
Whatever it is. So when he says she doesn't take care, I would not make it that personal with the looks.
Yeah.
You need to go to her and go, this feels like a friendship, not a.
Oh,
not
yeah,
a
yeah. We don't tell her that.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he can come. I think it'll make him feel better ending this if he comes to terms with that.
Yeah.
He needs to realize that, you know, like the like, what would you rate her on a 1 to 10? Mm-hmm. Like, and he'd be like, well, you know, it's, these are all numbers to you. You're going to meet someone that someone else is going to look at and go, well, she's not that attracted to me, or he or she, whatever it is.
Right.
So stop making this about looks. You need to realize this has run its course. You had an experience together. All experiences are good experiences,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to get you to the place that you need to be. So I think you got to sit down with her. It starts with the relationship. It starts with, we're friends. We're not lovers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other stuff will figure itself out. I know you're worried about the lease and you're worried about the 8 years. It starts with, we are friends, not lovers right now, and I need to find a lover. And then you work out the contract details.
Yeah, but and it's going
to
suck.
That's the hardest thing to say. Once you say that to her, everything else will be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because now...
Not easy, though. Easier.
Because right now he's like, well, we got the apartment.
Yeah.
We're good together. It's 8 years. It's this. It's that. No. We're friends. We're not lovers.
Also, I want to, whoever you are, sir, I don't want you to feel shallow for that, because I think you're almost misinterpreting your own feelings, because like you kind of said,
that's
it's just
exactly what you're putting it way better.
I know what you were trying to say. That's what I'm trying to, I don't think he was trying to say.
Misinterpreting the feeling, because.
Like you said, someone else can see her and be completely attracted to her,
totally.
But you've lost, you know, you've fallen out of love and you're just not attracted. And it's a product
lost
of that.
That love and feeling.
Beautiful.
Oh, that love and feeling. She's hot to someone else. It's just not you. You. Oh.
Voice of an angel. what does he say in Step Brothers? Mixed with Fergie? And Jesus?
You've been living in Colorado every day.
What is this that you are singing?
You know this song?
No, I have no fucking idea what it is.
It's a white podcast. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
What is it from?
That's a song. That's a real song.
Like an actual real song.
You lost that love and feeling.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know it at all.
Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. She's hot to someone else.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Not
it's
you.
That's good.
Not you.
Okay, we're still
not you.
Right, you just go sing on the water.
Missed my fucking song.
You really
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Marissa Mendez at Marissa Mendez with one S. We're sponsored people. Brooklinen, Brooklinen, Brooklinen. Love Brooklinen. You've lost the sheets on your bed. They need a refresher. You got to go to Brooklinen and now. Now, now. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. What better time than the new year to care for yourself? You spend a third of your life in the sheets. You don't want them to be insanely comfortable? Make your resolution this year to get comfortable with new bedding. I love Brooklinen. I think they're beautiful. They're plush. They're comfy. They look good on the bed. They make you look like an adult. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important thing.
Key.
If you're looking at your bed and it's worn in, men or women see that shit.
We do.
I don't care what sex you are.
This shit is gross.
You see a worn-in bed, you're like, someone else's ass has been in that.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklinen is a great item. They do sheets, bath mats, shower curtains, towels.
Ooh.
Loungewear. They're trying to turn your bedroom into a spa.
There we go.
And here's the thing. They're hotel-quality sheets. That's the thing they're known for. But, like, everything they do is, like, when I go on the road, I've been trying to stay in nicer hotels.
Nice.
You feel it when you're in the nicer hotel.
Oh, my God. I mean, absolutely. The bed, the comforter, everything.
So turn your room into that nicer hotel. Like softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax. Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to hit refresh. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Mm. Get 10% off your first order. Free shipping on all new sheets when you use promo code JTrain. Only at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. And for my NYC listeners, now you can get the internet's favorite sheets in Williamsburg. Check out their first brick-and-mortar store at 127 Kent Ave. Wow.
Wow.
Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. So get involved with what Brooklinen is doing. They've been with the podcast a lot.
Are they a Brooklyn-based company? Or do they just happen to sound like Brooklyn?
No, they're Brooklyn-based.
Yeah.
I think a husband and wife team.
Creative name. Kudos, people.
At Marissa Mendez. Pumped to have you here. Let's do some more emails. Okay. This person sent two emails.
They're
distraught.
Also,
if you do this on your podcast with your new YouTube stream, could you make sure that my photos aren't seen in the video? I'll make sure. This person, hi, J-Train, Feather. You have the gift of gab, and that's true talent. I have been dating my boyfriend for almost a year. Everything is going really great. It's the healthiest, most fun-loving relationship I have ever been in. But I have one personal problem that is bleeding into the relationship. I really struggle with my body image.
Ooh.
I've had eating disorders in the past and have come a long way since then, but I still definitely have a dose of body dysmorphia. So it's really hard for me to get a genuine gauge on if my insecurities are valid or not. My boyfriend reassures me he loves my body all the time, and he wants me to walk around naked so I can get more comfortable so that he can prove it. He can prove his attraction. I would say that's a bad way to go. I understand why he's saying that. Like, if my girlfriend's feeling insecure, I'm like, you're hot. And, like, you know, I say, like, the most disgusting thing possible. Because I'm like, look at him.
I want to put my dick in you.
It's almost like the opposite effect. It's like, get away from me. I don't even want to be with you. So I understand why he's doing that. But, like, walking around the house naked, to me, like, I wouldn't want that. And I have my own insecurities, too. Like, I have body problems myself, so I understand where she's coming from. My boyfriend, I really want to, but I'm nervous that if I do this in broad daylight, he'll get less attracted to me. Is this irrational? No. I think walking around naked might be... We just talked about it, but it doesn't feel like the right...
I don't agree with it at all. Don't do it.
He seems so genuine, but I'm nervous. Love is blind, and then once I'm most vulnerable, it will regain its sight. I don't want this to come across vain. I just want to look good for the guy I'm in love with. Thank you for your wise words. And here she sent pictures of herself. We're not going to put them on camera. She's absolutely
Oh, my God,
gorgeous.
Girl, you are Gorgina.
I mean.
What?
And listen, but your insecurities
are
your own.
Yeah. And
so We can't tell you how to feel.
I struggle with the same shit. I get it.
One thing I would say I want to ask you about is, not to say this is exclusive to a certain community, but you called this a white podcast.
Yeah. Well, a white person. Yeah.
But I'm saying the urban hip hop community, the people that are listening to an urban show, it seems like they have great body confidence.
They do.
Do you
you
know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah. I mean, like, like, let's just go to rap music, right? It's very braggadocious. Sure. And so the women and the men are all very braggadocious. So everyone is very like, my body's the best, my this is the best, my whatever's the best. And that's the general consensus. But I think we all have our own insecurities. And I think that social media makes it 800 times worse, too.
Totally.
So, I mean, no. Yeah, but me personally, I've struggled with it my whole life. I used to be chubbier and lost weight. But I still, I mean, I don't know. I kind of like, I'm a Leo, so I'm like really into myself anyway.
Okay.
But
is there anything you do for self-care that makes you feel the most beautiful? Like, is there a moment where you're like, is there something you, because I think for her, I understand where she's coming from. Like, listen, we all have our insecurities.
Yeah.
I've talked about on this podcast 1.5 million times dealing with weight shit. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get the hot, sweaty moment of, fuck, I feel fat.
Yeah.
I get that completely. But I'll talk about it in the, like, so I haven't drank since the first of the year.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's fine.
It's a thing. You did it.
But I took that out because I wanted to fit better in a t-shirt.
Okay.
I was like, ugh, I don't like how I look. I think, and I've tried everything to not, I tried every version of taking things out except for alcohol.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm like, no, maybe I won't eat after I drink, and maybe I'll eat breakfast later. I'll intermittent fast. I'll do this. I'll do that. They all didn't work for me. What works for me, what didn't work for me might work for someone else.
Yep.
So when I hear the guy say, walk around the house naked, that's something he's like, well, maybe that might not work for you. Probably not going to work for you.
Yeah, it just feels very uncomfortable. I love my body still now, but I don't like walking around in broad daylight naked.
You ever get naked and walk into your kitchen and go, this isn't right?
I have a roommate, so absolutely not.
Okay. But have you ever walked into a room that's not a naked room? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, like, you'll walk into a room, you'll be like, this wasn't meant
yeah,
for naked
no, yeah.
at all.
I'll, like, walk in the hallway to get, like, a towel out of, like, the linen closet, and I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
But I'm saying, the connection I'm trying to make is that you have to figure out what your method is,
yep.
what your thing is to get your brain to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I like not drinking. Like, the reason I went past a month is because I was like, man, I feel better than I was like, this is what's working.
Okay. Have you seen results too or no?
I've seen a little bit of results.
Okay.
I've had enough results like in my face. I eat oatmeal for breakfast in the morning. I found myself feeling bad about eating oatmeal because I was getting drunk at night and eating at night. So I was like, which is so fucked up because I'm like, man, can't have the oatmeal because
I ate
the pizza.
All those calories. Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. You think the oatmeal is your problem?
like, I do.
I don't
want to
have too much carbs in the morning.
Yep.
And it's like, are you fucking kidding me, Jared? But it's like, you know, this is all. It's a version of OCD
because mm-hmm.
you're like, okay, what's my tapping 10 times on the door that gets my mind to write?
Yeah.
And what for me, it was taking alcohol out of my life for a minute
mm-hmm.
and having oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah.
That was kind of my version of like, this is the way I can go. So I don't know what it is for her. I'm not going to tell her how to feel. I'm proud of her for writing this email. That takes a lot.
It's a lot of self-awareness, too, which is amazing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I will say this. The one thing you can always lean on, the penis doesn't waste its time.
It does not.
So the vagina wastes its fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like, if the penis ain't, like, look at the last email is kind of... is kind of a perfect example.
Right, you would know if he wasn't attractive.
That guy's like, well, someone would be like, well, he was with her for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he wrote very specifically, he's like, we don't have sex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The penis ain't waste, and he's like, and he made it about looks. Right? That was the penis that wrote that email.
Yes.
The penis was like, get the fuck out of the way.
Right.
We don't like the fucker anymore. You know? And then finally at the end, his real brain came out and was like, and we're more friends than lovers. I'm here too.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make sense?
It really does. His penis typed that entire thing.
I gotta fuck something.
And then he pushed the penis out of the way, like, bro, let's calm down.
Yeah. Finally, the brain at the end. Dude, mention that your friends.
Say something like normal and nice. Yeah. Like, do something.
So for that last person, his girlfriend is not happy that the penis is charged. You should take some confidence, or I can't tell you to be confident, but I'm telling you from a man that this guy wouldn't be with you if he wasn't attracted to you.
Facts.
And if he ends it, it's not going to be because he lost attraction. It's because the relationship ran out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's back to that last email. Like, when we're sitting here going, like, I think she should listen to that last email. That guy says we're friends and lovers. I'm not attracted. It's not there. It wasn't that, like, she was, like, worried that he's going to, like, all of a sudden pop back into the place. No, that's not what's going to happen. That's not how it goes. It's not that you're not worth, like that relationship, that last one, it's back to that kind of the same theme, which is you don't just, it's not about, you're going to be great to someone. You're someone's thing.
Yeah, you know.
And this guy is who tells you to walk around naked, he's only saying that because he's like, it's his
You're
penis.
His thing. Yeah. You're his thing.
That's his penis right in the email going, yeah. Walk around naked right now.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
penis,
I mean, like,
with a leather jacket holding on to his two buddies, the balls. Just like, yeah, we want the fucking naked in the house.
Do it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And the balls are yelling too.
Totally.
But I mean, like, yeah, there's really, I mean, I don't really have anything specifically that will make me feel better. I just get in a better zone. I do things I like and it just puts me in a better mood to feel better. Or I'll do my hair and makeup really, really nice and then I just feel pretty.
I'll say this too. I don't know if this helps. Do your makeup or hair nice?
Mm-hmm.
It is hot for a guy. I'll say this. Like, if you want to, like, see your guy's eyes light up, change it up.
Yeah.
Do a little something different. That makes, like my girlfriend, if she goes from, like, hair down to ponytail, I'm like, whoa! I'm
like, got a whole new girl now.
So, you know, maybe that's something, if you want to see them light up, and maybe that will make you feel better.
Exactly.
Maybe that's your version of walking around. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Marissa Mendez, @MarissaMendez with one S.
Yep.
I want you to go check out our podcast, Marissa Explains It All.
Thank you.
Okay, this is kind of related. How to get out of the DM, Snapchat, and into text.
That's easy.
Sending all the feathers. Can't wait to see you in Boston for the second time. Thank you. I have two similar situations that hopefully you can advise me on. I'll make it quick. Followed a guy I went to school with on Insta. When he followed back, he went back and liked two solo photos from 6 months ago and friended me on Facebook. So I felt safe, confident to DM him. He's not on Insta much, so responses were sporadic, but what he did say was all very flirty. I told me I look like Blake Lively, asked a lot about my life, job, and said we should meet up.
Hmm.
He apologized for being as bad as responding on Insta, so I gave my number, but nothing since, and it was 2 weeks ago. What the fuck?
Ooh.
So this is a version of the advice we gave in the beginning of the show.
Oh, I didn't know she gave the number already, though.
No, this is a different... Email.
I know, no, yeah. I know. I'm saying, but when you started this email, I thought it was our, gonna, I didn't know it was going to end
this,
like this.
This is a person taking the advice that we gave and
getting
nothing.
Right, and got nothing. That happened to me once, but then he texted me. But I had to double message him to get the text.
Well, here's what's going on. That guy is putting it out there for a lot of girls.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the, you know, that guy's trying to get with a lot of women at once. You can tell by him knowing the process. He gets the like. Friends on Instagram.
Ooh, did the cross-platform thingy. Cross-platform.
He's trying to get you to be someone he can call on when he's ready to call on.
And he's going
to
message you eventually, and you're going to be all like, what?
That guy's down to fuck on his own schedule.
Wow, you're right. You called it. I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that pattern.
That's what happened to you. You were the guy, you double-texted, and finally he was like, oh, this is convenient.
But that was actually my DM slide with a nude. That was like my whole plan of just fucking.
Well, no, but you got what you wanted.
I did.
But I'm saying that guy who's knew the food was in the fridge waiting.
Yep, absolutely.
She writes, number two, met a guy at a bar, exchanged numbers, but he won't text me. Instead, he just responds to my snaps with a message, and then convos start from there. But they last all day. How do I get out of the snap messages DMs? And is there a reason a guy would rather communicate this way? Thanks in advance.
He has a girlfriend.
I agree.
Yep.
There's someone else, whether it's a girlfriend or a girl he's hooking up with. There's someone that's farther along on the relationship road than you.
Yes.
You're at the beginning of the yellow brick relationship road. She's somewhere near
in the
castle.
Lion. She might be in the
castle. Yeah, she might be at Oz. Yeah. She might be in relationship town.
She might be fighting monkeys.
We don't know where she is.
Yeah.
She's farther along than you.
Mm-hmm.
And there will end, and he'll move you up.
Maybe.
But he's keeping in that zone because there's other people out there that are farther along that might see that you're messaging it.
Right.
And he doesn't have push notifications on Snap, and there it is.
Oh, right. So he could just keep you secretly tucked in his little world and dip in and out when he needs to.
That's right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this question. We're going to do one more because we got to get going. But I really loved having you on.
Yeah, I have fun being
at
here.
Marissa Mendez. I want you guys to all follow. One asked will be on my Instagram. Hello. Let's do a quick question for you about the male consent during foreplay.
Ooh, the male consent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love this.
I have developed this one signature move of slipping my pinky in a guy's ass as I'm giving him a BJ.
Ooh.
Okay, are you slipping fingers?
I do not do the finger. I eat ass.
You eat ass.
I'll slip a tongue, but I will not slip a finger.
I like that you made it. Well, I'm the Rosa Parks of male ass play. Okay, I've been pushing the word. I've been singing the gospel.
Okay,
for years now on this podcast.
Okay,
finger in the butt during the blowjob. Love it.
I've never tried. I'm too. You know, I have long nails. It just seems
your
like
nails.
A lot of work.
I gotta say. Those would scare me.
Yeah, it's
I
a
gotta
lot.
Say those,
and they're sharp. So,
and they might look like they could get lost inside.
Exactly.
Of me.
Like, what if it breaks inside of your?
I mean, if yours broke inside of me, we'd have to go to the hospital.
It'd be really bad.
I'm gonna take a picture of your nails and post it on Instagram for when people listen to this.
Okay,
I'll put it on my stories. Because let me see your nails. I just, yeah. I mean, literally, it was like me seeing, it was like a woman seeing a big penis before they're going to fuck. I was like, oh
yeah,
my.
These are not for buttholes.
These
are not butthole nails.
No, those are back scratching nails.
Yeah.
So she slips one pinky in a guy's ass as I'm giving him a BJ. I love doing it, and it gets a very positive response.
Ooh.
Most of the time. So it's become a regular foreplay menu item for me.
Okay.
I love that she loves doing it.
I love it, too.
I think it's hot.
She's so cool. I want to be her friend, actually.
Oh, my God. I love that this is like, it's like, you know, guys have had this, like, here's how I go down.
Right. And this girl doing her own fucking thing.
Yeah, I have my thing, but, like, this is like when the PlayStation 2 controller... The Xbox controller has the button underneath.
You're talking.
Here's
video.
My issue. I was with a new guy that I met on Hinge. He's 29. I'm 25. Without asking, I stuck my pinky up there while I was going down on him. He immediately clenched and sat up, looking shocked. I apologized, tried to go like nothing had happened, but the mood was ruined. He was completely turned off and ended up leaving shortly after.
Ooh.
Not sure if age is a factor here, but it has crossed my mind. I have been dating older guys lately, 35 to 40 range, and they respond very positively to this move.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a factor.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's
definitely a factor.
Guys at that age are more, they're just not, there's not like, I think when guys are in their 20s, they kind of hook up like their buddies are in the room.
Yeah, it's just, it's childish hookups.
Sure.
30s, I'm 32 now. I've, since turning 30, like, total new sexual liberation in my 30s, so I definitely think it's across the
in
board.
In your 20s, it's like your buddies are sitting there being like, oh, right? Shit! That's why they're like rabbits, like, humping like crazy. Yeah. They're like, I gotta do it like my buddies would think is fun. Could it just be a lack of experience from the younger guy? It could be.
Yeah, I honestly think so.
I've since realized that there's been not much discussion around securing male consent. This is a very progressive email.
It really is,
and
honestly.
The more I think about it, the more I feel that what I've been doing may be wrong. Do I need to ask every time before I put a finger in a guy's butt? I don't want to freak anyone out or ruin the mood, but I want to make sure I do not cross a line again. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you for all your advice over the years and for consistently making me laugh on the crowded L train. During my commute, P.S., can we bring back hypotheticals? Oh, yeah, I would love to bring it back. Let's do one hypothetical at the end, but before we get to this, what do you think? Is there a consent? How it should be?
I don't know how to be PC around this now, because I don't know if I'm going to get, like, canceled, but I feel like just try it. Because it's one of those things where if you bring it up to somebody, they might get uncomfortable and not know they're going to like it. So it's one of those things you kind of just got to try it.
But, I mean, if you switch the sexes around, if we're going to talk about, if I was saying,
a guy slips his finger in my butt all the time. Now, if you slip a whole dick in my butt, it's a little bit more. You got to talk about it.
This is the I agree. I hear you.
Let's chat about that first.
It is interesting. This conversation is way more gray than it gets credit for on maybe Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone will be like, you must ask every time. And it's like, but there is, before I get into this, I'm not saying like, take what you want.
Don't cancel us, is what we say.
But understand that this conversation is, you know, the idea of like putting your hand on the small of a back and then going in for a kiss after they've let you put your hand on their back. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you're with a girl at the bar and you get her a drink and then she has the drink and then you put your hand on her back and then you lean in for a kiss, to me, you've taken all the nonverbal cues to say, I am looking to kiss you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a version of the hand on the small of the back that you can make sure that a guy's more okay than what you're doing. I think like just shoving a finger.
Maybe before you shove, maybe you play around it a little bit. Start inching in.
Maybe you wet your finger and you do a little round circle.
A little around the rim.
Ring around the rosy. So I'm saying maybe these are precautions you take.
Yeah.
I do agree with you with what you said in the beginning or just before where it's like he might not know that he likes it.
Exactly.
But I do understand where it's like, if I said that, if I was like, well, girl might not know that she likes a dick in the ass. And then you go, you're an animal. There's something wrong with you. Like,
but you can ask someone do you have any hard nose? And if you don't get that, then you just try some things.
That's a fun whisper to get in your ear. I agree with that.
Mm.
Like if a girl whispered in my ear, do you have any hard nose?
Right.
No, but you know what I do have? A hard dick.
Exactly. Do what you want, baby girl. And then, you know, you just go to town.
Licking butt.
Yeah, I like to lick ass.
What do you like about? I like to lick ass too.
Well, so I wouldn't say that like I love like it's a thing, but like I enjoy. I get pleasure out of them having pleasure.
Totally.
So
I think that's why this. I think this woman writing in has the same thing where she's like, listen. When I my girlfriend says to me when she's like puts a finger in my butt during a blowjob, she's like, I feel it.
Yeah. You feel like the reaction.
The reaction,
yeah.
Which. That's why I like going down on women. Like, you feel them reacting to it.
That's why
them.
I love it. I love giving head. I live for giving head. Yeah. Honestly, I could be like, I'm not in the mood for sex. I'll give you
women
head, though.
That say that, I believe them, but there's always this old asshole, like, bitter man, woman. It doesn't matter what sex. But they're like, yeah, wait till you're older. And it's like, just let us live in
right. Can I currently love sucking dick? Let me do that right now. That's
give
what
me
I love.
5 minutes.
I love dick sucking.
She gave a hypothetical: blowjobs or pee in the V for the rest of your life. You can have one, but not the other. So, guy goes down on you the rest of your life, or pee in the V.
Pee in the V. I only just recently got into enjoying head, like receiving.
Really?
Yeah.
She said, whichever you choose will be a solid 8 out of 10.
I'll take the dick inside me.
I guess I would.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Really?
Might go BJ on that one.
Mm, interesting.
Just because it's like, to me, like a BJ is like going for a massage.
Yeah, it just releases everything.
You don't
got to do much.
Yeah. I'm really not. I'm living. You know,
it's the easiest thing ever.
Indulgence.
Yeah.
It's not even like, you know, to say it's like sex with someone. Like, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Kick back.
Yeah, BJ's fun. And then you could there's so many things you could do too, and it's great. Fuck faces and stuff. It's good stuff.
Well, Marissa Mendez, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Marissa Mendez on Instagram. Go follow 1S. Marissa Explains It All on Dash Radio every Tuesday, 10 p.m., but it's a podcast.
Yeah,
find
iTunes, Spotify.
I'm going to post her nails on Instagram. We'll be back next episode. I'm Jared Freed. Boom.
Bye.